You're listening to SBS News.
Echoing the passion and spirit from the streets of Hong Kong, the documentary film Love in the Time of Revolution follows the lives of ordinary Hong Kongers during a period of extraordinary upheaval. Twinkle Ann is the director of the film.
It's not about the politician or politics. It's about the love and story for the land, for the people, for their city.
After witnessing up close the protesters' commitment for the cause during the 2019 protests, Mr. An told SBS News he felt it was his duty to make the film, but it has come at a cost.
At that moment, my mom is, we are in the kitchen, and she said, "I know it's the time for you to leave Hong Kong now. I don't want to see you be arrested." Yeah, it's heartbreaking, my mom told me.
Mr. An reluctantly left the Asian film capital for the United Kingdom last year. His documentary is one of six effectively banned films which are currently showing as part of Melbourne's Hong Kong Film Festival. New film censorship laws, which came into effect in the territory last October, forbids the public screening of movies which could violate the national security law. And critics say the changes have stifled the vibrant local film industry. But outside Hong Kong, global audiences are filling cinemas with almost packed houses in Melbourne on Sunday to see award-winning documentary Inside the Red Brick Wall. The Victoria Hong Kongers Association has organised the Hong Kong Film Festival in Melbourne this week, which will showcase a series of films about the city's history. Jane Poon is a co-chair of the organisation.
But we insist to let the people know what actually happened in 2019.
Screenings of banned documentaries have also been organised outside Melbourne by other community groups who say despite the confronting nature of these films, there is demand for tickets, especially from new arrivals from Hong Kong. Former protesters spoke to SBS News on the condition their identity be protected because they worry about the safety of family and friends still in their homeland.
Part of the life of Hong Kong people is part of our feeling that and passion that we passed in the past 2 years that we want to revisit it.
I think you just need something to keep that memory fresh. So give you the energy to continue on with the fight.
The Chinese embassy in Australia did not respond to a request for comment about the film festival. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.